Welcome to American Indian and Alaskan Native Living, a program designed to educate and inspire listeners throughout Indian country. American Indian and Alaskan Native Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he is here today to help you learn more about your health. Here is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. My guest again today is my co-host and our associate producer for the show, Dr. Joni Bakavoy. She's a member of the Cherokee Nation, and she is active in the public health arena. Joni, tell us a little bit about your professional credentials.
So my background, I'm a nurse. Worked in healthcare for a very long time. Also have a master's in public health and a doctor in public health. And really did a lot of work with both healthcare improvement and research when I was working healthcare. Now my primary focus is just on prevention, and I do a lot of work with tribes. And one of the big programs we do is Diabetes Undone, which is a diabetes reversal program. But we really focus on good lifestyle change, which impacts so many other things. The other thing that I have the opportunity to do is be part of our, we have a magazine specifically for tribes, American Indian Alaska Native Living. And it highlights different articles that can help people make dramatic changes for the better. Of course, I have the opportunity to work with you on this radio.
I love so much about what you're doing, Dr. Bakavoy, and a lot of folks realize that we have a sister magazine. Some are hearing it for the first time, perhaps, but American Indian and Alaska Native Living is not just a radio show, it's also a magazine. And you have a pretty key role in the production of that magazine. What is your formal title with that?
Right. I'm the executive editor right now. And so I have the opportunity to kind of lead the direction of the magazine. But I do have a wonderful team that works with me.
So if someone wants to pick up a free copy, the magazine is free. It's electronic currently.
Yes.
And how do they get a copy, or how do they, for that matter, listen to archives of this show?
Okay. Very simple. It's just go to the website, AIAN, so American Indian Alaska Native. So it's AIANL.org. So AIANL.org. And that you'll hit, you know, hit the landing page, and you can see both the information for our magazine and then also for the radio station.
Okay. So all they got to do is remember the name of the show, American Indian and Alaska Native Living, and the abbreviation for it. A-I, American Indian. Then what?
A-N.
Alaska Native. Then what?
And then
L, for Living, American Indian, Alaska Native Living, AIANL.org.
.org.
Yeah, and you can go ahead and take advantage of the magazine as well as the radio show archives there. So, Joni, today we want to speak more about a topic that we introduced last week. We were speaking especially about liver problems, connection with diabetes and obesity in particular, but we really want to focus on the weight loss theme. I know a lot of the noise out there, a lot of the dialogue is about these medications that people are using to help lose weight. The ones I think that have clearly captured the most attention are these GLP-1 receptor agonists. That's a mouthful. Some of them, people just call them GLP-1 agents. Stands for glucagon-like peptide, the GLP. And basically, glucagon is something involved in blood sugar regulation. So these compounds work on those hormonal systems in the body. They've been getting a lot of publicity, whether you know the name of Ozempic or Wegovy or Zepbound or Mounjaro. Those are the ones that have come out more recently and seem to be getting more attention lately, but there's a number of other drugs in those classes. So here's the deal as we launch into this, Dr. Bakavoy. First thing is, and I'll just be honest with you, I have patients that come in and we're talking about weight loss. They say, I don't want to go on one of those medicines. I don't want to inject myself. True, some of them now are coming out with oral preparations, but they either don't want to inject or they don't want to take these medications. Where do you sit as a public health professional when someone's wondering about these supposedly new miracle drugs that theoretically could help with fatty liver conditions, with diabetes, with weight?
Well, I mean, there are people who really need the assistance of these drugs, but it's not a long-term solution. I think that's the key to it, because ultimately you've lost the weight and now you need to maintain it. You can't stay on it. And there's a lot of risk factors and side effects from the medication. And so really my goal is always a healthy lifestyle, which even if you took the drug, I would say you still want to practice some healthy lifestyle changes, including the way your diet is. Because it concerns me, and I do have friends who have taken the weight loss drug, and it does have side effects. There's issues if you're not exercising regularly with your losing lean muscle. And then I've seen when they come, they've lost the weight they want, they start ballooning right back up because they can't use the drug anymore and they haven't developed the healthy lifestyle habits.
Now, I love your balance on this topic because I think you're right on point. I've seen, just like you, I mean, I've seen some great results with these medications. People that had given up hope, they couldn't get motivated to do the lifestyle things. It's like, what's the use? You know, I've tried this for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, my whole life. And it gives them new hope. But for me, just like where you're at, what we're finding, I mean, the data is really pretty striking. If someone thinks I'm going to go on this, get down to my goal weight and then come off it, it is the vast majority of people when they come off these drugs that regain a large portion of the weight in a relatively short amount of time. So it's not a quick fix. Do some people envision staying on these drugs indefinitely? Well, they may, but we do want to talk about some of the side effects. So the purpose of this show, just totally upfront with our listeners, we're not here to tell you these drugs don't have a place, but both Dr. Bacovoy and I are in the same place. At the end of the day, we didn't get into problems as individuals or communities. I want to make it on a community level. We didn't get any of these problems because someone took GLP-1 receptor agonists out of our lifestyle. In other words, our grandparents weren't injecting these drugs and then the government took them away from them. And now we have problems with weight and diabetes and fatty liver. So we're saying, well, what were our ancestors doing? If we go back to Indian country, what were the First Nation peoples doing before European contact? And to me, it's pretty striking. The things that First Nation peoples did historically are things that help insulin work better, that help prevent weight gain, that help promote weight loss. And so we definitely want to connect with those lifestyle things. Having said that, let's go through a list of some of the pros and cons of these new agents. And Joni, maybe I'll first start, and I'm thinking of doing the show this way, and you can tell me if you like the organization. If not, maybe we can change right here in midstream. I'm thinking we talk about what these new drugs offer, some of the good things they do, and then how we can accomplish some of the same things without using medication. How do you like that idea?
I love that. That's great.
Okay. So let's start with this one, because this is one that a lot of people don't talk about. I've seen a lot more about it with the advent of these GLP-1 drugs, and that is something called food noise. Food noise. Is that a concept that you'd heard much about 5-10 years ago?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm just finding people talking a lot about it. Now, if you go online, you can find all kinds of people, talking about this concept of food noise. And probably to make it as simple as possible, I would describe it as intrusive thoughts about food. Just like you can have a road in the background that's driving by and always kind of disturbing you, this idea of food noise is individuals who they keep having these food cues. They're thinking about food all the time, even when they don't want to be thinking about it. Do you find a better way of describing that than I'm doing it?
No, I think that's actually spot on.
So let me tell you one approach that seems to help with food noise. So these drugs do help with it. And I've seen it in patients. They say, I'm not thinking about food so much. It's curbing my appetite. We'll get to that in a minute. But what can we do naturally that could help to decrease food noise? And one of the interesting ones, I read about this years ago, Joni, and I'm not sure what tribe this individual is a member of, but it's a Native American who is telling about their historical eating pattern in their community. And they said, we ate two meals. We'd eat a morning meal, and then we'd eat an afternoon meal. And then there, I think they mentioned something, there was food if someone needed it later in the day. But they just had those two meal times early in the day, relatively early in the day. They didn't eat late at night. And I was really struck by that because, you know, just lately, there's been so much information coming out about so-called time-restricted eating or intermittent fasting. Is that anything that you've looked much at?
Absolutely. And it's actually, it's something I practice because if you eat constantly through the day, you're going to get way too many calories. And when I work with my participants for Diabetes Undone, one of the things that has helped is when you focus, if you stop focusing on trying to get three meals in and you just focus on the two meals and you focus on the time of when those meals are, it helps you as you start to make those changes. And then you start also being able to be a little hungry, which is good, and understand that you don't have to feed yourself constantly.
Yeah, this is such a great approach. And I've been on it for many years myself, of just eating twice a day. And what happens is, if you actually look at the research, it does tend to decrease that food noise because you start getting, especially if you're on a regular schedule. You know, if you say, hey, every morning, you know, my breakfast is 7, then I have a midday meal at maybe 2, finish eating by 3. And we'll talk some about that, what that can do metabolically as well. But your body is basically saying there's only 2 times that I ingest calories. And that seems for many people to make a significant difference as far as the so-called food noise, because you're not snacking, you're not thinking, oh, what should I eat? Your body starts to know there's only 2 times I eat, right? Between 7 and 8 in the morning, between 2 and 3 in the afternoon. And your body hormonally just locks into this. So this is one powerful thing without taking medication that can make a difference. And then we want to transition to talk about that same meal pattern and how it can help with weight. You told us, Joni, that when you're working with folks with diabetes and who are overweight, you often have them do this 2 meals a day. Do you find this helps with their weight loss?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing, because as they're learning new things that they need to incorporate in their menu, it's easier to plan 2 menus versus 3.
I love that.
And so I think that really helps.
Yeah. So we're talking about fasting from 1 meal a day. There's other forms of fasts that some of us use that we'll talk about. In fact, we're going to talk about a program that I call Fast 8. If folks were with us for last week's episode, they heard me mention this concept. We also featured it a few years ago when I was piloting the program. But Fast 8, 8 fasts, and we're going to talk about those in the next bits of the program here and how some of the things that lifestyle can do to take the place of some of these powerful drugs that are actually quite costly as well. So help your pocketbook instead of hurting it. We're going to be back with more with Dr. Joni Bakavoy and with Dr. David DeRose, that's me, after these important messages. Stay tuned.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please reach out to us on the web at AIANL.org. That stands for American Indian Alaska Native Living. Again, AIANL.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When Jim died, I wondered if I would be able to keep the farm. Then I heard about the USDA's loan program for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. It's for women and minorities who may be having trouble getting credit. Once I was approved, the USDA's Farm Service Agency helped me get the credit I needed. Now I don't have to sell, and I can pass the farm down to my kids the way Jim's dad passed it down to him. I know he'd like that.
Contact your local USDA service center or visit www.fsa.usda.gov.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. My co-host and fellow health professional on the journey today is Dr. Joni Bakavoy. We're really talking about topics that both of us have spent a lot of time engaged with over the years in our professional lives, as well as in our social lives, working with people, individuals in Indian country and beyond. And we're talking about these powerful weight loss drugs that are out there now, helping a lot of people. They have some really encouraging results, but we're expressing our concerns that if you're not in a position to stand these drugs long-term and you don't change something, the weight's going to come back on. So whether you're using these medications now, and maybe, Joni, I should just stop and say, here's what I love about these medications. If a person's using them, getting results, what I love is here's a chance for a person to get their motivation back. They had given up maybe on potential of losing weight. They're losing weight. Now this is the time to take advantage of carrying less weight, feeling better, and start doing some of the lifestyle things that you weren't doing in the past. Maybe you couldn't do. You mentioned, Joni, the whole exercise piece of the equation, and I'm glad you mentioned that. We talk about something in medical circles called sarcopenia, or kind of losing muscle mass. Tell us a little bit why that's such a concern for you when it comes to some of these powerful medications.
Well, what happens if you're not exercising? Well, first of all, just from the way you look, if you're not exercising, you'll notice a lot of saggy skin. And there may be some of it anyway because you're losing weight fast. But your body needs your muscles. That's your framework. And if you're losing muscle, and, you know, a lot of times it looks great because muscle is actually heavier than fat. And So if you're losing muscle, you're actually excited because you're saying, oh, look, I'm losing some weight so fast, but that's not a good thing. You would rather lose it slower, make sure you're exercising, and you will look, just look so much better. But it also, health-wise, you need that muscle because if you lose all this weight and you have no lean muscle, your metabolism is going to be way down.
Yeah, I love the point you're making because, you know, most people who've done anything with, you know, fitness, they realize that, like you said, it's lean body mass that drives basal metabolism. So your resting amount of calories that you're burning is driven by that lean body mass, by that muscle mass. And so you're exactly right. We saw this with crash diets in the past. You know, someone would say, hey, I just went on a total fast and I lost, you know, 20 pounds. Well, when they go back to their old lifestyle, they gain that weight back and more because that generating muscle, that energy generating muscle, that fuel burning muscle is gone. You know, some of it's gone.
Right.
So the other thing to me that's really significant about this whole equation is muscle is also a glucose sink. Some people use that term. It can take glucose out of the bloodstream. And so if we're talking about diabetes, that muscle is an advantage too as well. And of course, exercise itself has an insulin-like effect, being able to lower the sugar. So yeah, if someone is on one of these powerful drugs, they're losing weight, this is not just a time to kick back and say, oh, this is so easy, I don't have to do anything, I don't want to eat much, you know, my bad food cravings have left me. Yeah, all that's great. Those things often go along with these foods. We'll talk some about that as well. But the problem is, stop the medication. You're going to gain a lot of that weight back. That's what the research indicates. Metabolism will be slower if you've lost muscle mass. So look at it as an opportunity while you're on those medicines to be changing your lifestyle, changing your lifestyle. So let's go to the Fast 8 program. So this is a program that we put together several years ago. Some of the folks listening to the radio show today may have actually gone through that program. We offered it free online. We still have the video presentations available as well as the free handout. Joni, I know you've downloaded the handout. Do you remember how you got a hold of it?
Yes. So I went up to your Timeless Healing website and I signed up for the Fast 8, and you can search that for Fast 8.
Yeah, let's talk about that website. So the website, like Joni mentioned, it's timeless. That means no time limit. Timeless, forever. Timeless Healing Insights, plural. We have more than one insight there. TimelessHealingInsights.org. So you went there, and did you actually scroll there? Did you just scroll down, or did you actually put a search engine? How did you find the Fast 8 program?
I just put it in the Google search and did Timeless Healing Fast 8, and then it gave me the where I could sign up.
Okay, so Google served you well. If Google doesn't serve you as well, or if you used another search engine and you don't find it as quickly as Dr. Bacavoy found it, I just gave you the website, timelesshealinginsights.org. Just scroll down a little bit, you'll see the Fast 8 program. Once you sign up for it, you'll have information about how you can access all the videos for free, can download the free handout, over 60 pages. It's based on 8 fasts. Now, a lot of people say, hey, one fast is bad enough. What are you talking about, 8 fasts? Let me just run through the list, Joni. Some people say, well, you're kind of, some of this is a bit tongue-in-cheek with fasting. But just listen, and we'll talk about some of these and compare and contrast with these powerful weight loss drugs. So the first fast that we introduce is what we call the leaf, stem, and flower fast. The second one, we say fast from overeating. Third one, fast from snacking. Remember, 8 fasts. Number 4, fast from fried foods. Number 5, fast from caloric beverages. Number 6, fast from addictive substances, including problem foods. Consider fasting from high sugar and high sodium foods. Number 7 is fast after 3 p.m. And number 8 is a 10-day Daniel fast. So these are the 8 fasts that we introduce. And the way the program works is we have people trying each of these fasts for 1 week. If something really is working great, we say keep doing it if you feel you can do it. But if not, just go to the next one. By the end of 8 weeks, our challenge is to continue to incorporate at least one of these fasting strategies. Now, those are the main 8 fasts. And then we have 4 corollary fasts, okay? So we're taking a little bit more poetic license. So we say fast from inactivity. What does that mean to you, Joni, if I tell someone to fast from inactivity?
That means you need to start being active.
You got it. Some people say, well, that's what kind of a fast is that? That's why we say it's a corollary. It's not really a fast. Here's another one. Fast from overwork and overactivity. In other words, commit to both adequate exercise and sleep. And then the last one is a really interesting one. We talk about this early in the program. It's fasting from judgmentalism, negativity, and isolation. Now, why do you think we threw that in there, Joni?
Well, your mind drives everything. And how you deal with your mind actually has a huge impact on the rest of this, especially on your behavior change.
Yeah, this is so key. And in fact, one of my worries with anything that we label as a weight loss program is most people, if you just look at who goes through a weight loss program, most people who go through weight loss programs have been unsuccessful with multiple weight loss programs in the past. That's why they're going through the program now. And so early in the program, and you'll see it in the syllabus and you'll see it in the book when the book comes out, we say, we're not trying to set you up to fail again. And so the purpose of this program is not to see how much weight you can lose in 8 weeks, but it's actually to help you see that you can stick with healthy lifestyle choices for 8 weeks. And what we say is anyone who sticks with healthy lifestyle choices for 8 weeks, even just trying some things, not even sure that they'll commit to them long term, they are successful. And to start building a pattern where we're saying our focus is on getting healthier, not being ruled by a scale. And to me, for many people, removing the negativity, the judgmentalism toward themselves is really critical to getting the upper hand in this. And we could talk a lot more about it in this show, but we do have materials relating to this in the book. I don't know, does any of this relate to your work that you've done over the years with people who are struggling in these areas?
Oh, absolutely. And I really love this focus. So for the audience, this is actually my first time to see this program, and it's exciting because it is something, a tool that I see that I can use with my participants, and it's just a great focus.
Well, you got me excited. I always get even more excited when other people get excited. So I hope some of the listeners are catching our enthusiasm, and we're putting this out there for free. Yes, full disclosure, I'm hoping to put this material into a book that will be for sale, hopefully in a year, give or take. But we want to give you the key materials right now for free for you to put into practice. And we'd love to hear from you. Since we're writing a book, if you have a story about something that works or didn't work, or if you like some of the concepts, if they're really connecting with you, encouraging you, please let us know. You can reach me through that Timeless Healing Insights website. That's the easiest place to reach me, by the way. It's also the easiest place to reach out with questions. So there's a contact us there. So our sister website, timelesshealinginsights.org. We have to step away briefly. We're going to be coming back with more really practical strategies, talking about these GLP-1 agents, how they work, but ways that you can get some of the same benefits, either without those drugs or continue those benefits if you're on those medications and then you have to come off of them because of insurance issues, finances, health issues. We'll talk more about that in our next segment. Dr. DeRose, that's me. Dr. Joni Bakavoy, she's my co-host. We will be back right after this.
American Indian and Alaskan Native Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please contact us on the web at aianl.org or call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passersby are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. We are talking about weight loss and about this tension that's out there right now. You might be in the valley of decision. You might be saying, hey, I need to lose weight. Do I go on one of these new medications or do I try a lifestyle strategy again? If you're like most people, if you're asking the question, you've felt like you failed with lifestyle strategies in the past and those medications seem very appealing, they may help you. Let me tell you one of the ways that they work, and we'll talk about something that you can do to get the same benefit. So one of the things that these drugs do is they work on hormonal systems that help you to be more satisfied. There's a number of things that are happening. There are central effects, so brain effects, where it actually suppresses appetite. So I've had a number of patients on these medications. They'll say, you know what, I'm not having the food cravings. I'm not craving the bad foods anymore. I'm not hungry so much, decreasing the food noise like we talked about in the previous segment. Another way that these medications help you to be satisfied earlier is they slow transit time in the gut. They slow emptying of the stomach, so you tend to fill up quicker. Now, we're also mentioning side effects of these drugs. They can work too well, and I've had patients who they work too well for. There's people in the literature, people have been written about other patients who it's worked so well that their gut just shuts down. And of course, this is a real problem. So the benefits of the drug and the side effects, sometimes it's a spectrum. So here's the question. Are there other things that we can do that can increase our sense of satiety, that can make us more satisfied, not craving food so much? One of the interesting ones that we talk about in the Fast 8 program, and if you're just joining us, I have a free online weight loss program. It's called Fast 8. We'll give you that information again if you didn't get it earlier, later in the show. But Fast 8 goes through a number of fasting strategies. And one of the strategies in there, a number of them have to do with avoiding food intake, fasting after 3 p.m., skipping snacks. We have something called a leaf, stem, and flower fast. Sometime we'll do that for a number of days. Dr. Bakovoy, you have some personal experience with fasting. In fact, you were telling me off air that you went on a fast, but most people say it's pretty long. What's the longest fast you've ever been on?
7 days.
So what all did you do during that fast?
Well, I had done a little research and I found out that it's actually safe to do a water fast.
Okay.
And Now, I don't drink coffee, and I know there are people that like to drink coffee, and I could have drunk coffee, just not having anything in it, but I chose to just do water. The first couple days were the hardest. I normally start my day with a big glass of water anyway, and so I would start with a lot of water. Every time I got hungry, I would drink water. I would make sure that I did have some sea salt, because I wanted to make sure that I didn't have issues with that. Mm-hmm. But I just drank water. And like I said, the first day was the most difficult. First couple days, you still have that feeling of you want to eat something. And so then it's just your mind over matter. I just did 1 hour at a time and drank water and was able to complete 2 days. And then once I completed 2 days, it was actually pretty easy. And then the exciting thing is you start losing weight and you're losing fat. Mm. Now, I did go walking during that time. I didn't do intense exercise, mm-hmm. but I did go walking during that time. But I only drank water. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but like I said, I had done some research and I understood that once you get to a certain point, especially the end of day two, you're actually just burning ketones. You know, you're burning fat, which is why you have ketones. That shocked me too. My mind was sharp. I felt good. I slept well. And I felt really good.
And did you have real problems with hunger, like after the second, third day?
Nope. Not after the second day. I had no problems with hunger. It was more I had to just say, don't eat. And so I wouldn't even like taste something. So I lived next door to my mom and I helped cook. And wow. I learned that I actually even cook, but I just don't eat anything.
Wow. That would be a challenge. Well, let's talk about this. I'm glad you mentioned your story. Now, I'm going to ask you a personal question. And that is, were you taking any medications at the time you went on the fast?
No, I wasn't taking any medications.
Okay. So let's break this down a little bit. So I have, as a physician, supervised many people on water-only fasts over the years. But we do have to be very careful in a number of situations. So some people, if they have digestive problems, they can't tolerate a water-only fast because food helps to buffer the stomach acid. People with gastritis, ulcer tendencies, sometimes they can't do that. And we'll use this leaf stem and flower fast. We'll talk more about that in those individuals. Individuals that are taking diuretics or blood pressure pills, many of the blood pressure pills, whether a person realizes it or not, will have a water pill in it or mixed in with it. And they might say, no, I'm just on this blood pressure pill, but it has letters after it, HCT. That means there's a diuretic in it. There could be other letters after it too. So many people are taking water-losing medications. They may not even be fully aware of it. So those individuals can get into problems on a water-only fast with their electrolytes. The other group of people that can get into trouble really quickly are those who have diabetes, who are on especially some of the more conventional or older diabetes medications, some of the oral medicines that lower blood sugar, your gliburides and other we call sulfonylureas, Lipizide is another one. These drugs will lower a normal sugar. And of course, insulin will if you're taking insulin. So there's many people that do need to have either medical monitoring or medication adjustment if they go on a fast, a total water-only fast. So Joni, you as a health professional, you researched it for yourself, your situation, you said this is going to be safe. And it is for many people, but for others, it can be very dangerous. So I always tell people, get some medical input about your situation, what's best. And that's why I especially love the leaf stem and flower fast. Have you heard me talk about this before, Dr. Bacovoy?
I have not. And I actually just looked it up. It looks very interesting. It looks great.
Yeah. So just a little bit of history. So our paths, I think, first crossed, or at least they crossed through people that we knew mutually in Oklahoma. So kind of an interesting story. Years ago, I was working in an administrative role and clinical role at a health center outside of New York City. And I was actually recruited to help open up a state-of-the-art lifestyle center in central Oklahoma. So south central Oklahoma, outside of Ardmore, Oklahoma. It's actually a facility that's now owned by the Chickasaw Nation, but then it was independent of any tribal connections, even though we had a number of people with tribal roots there on the team. And the program was called Lifestyle Center of America. And we had a lot of people coming in who wanted to make dramatic lifestyle changes in a short time to try to reverse disease processes. So I saw a lot of people with diabetes, a lot of people with high blood pressure, heart disease, a variety of conditions, and a lot of interest among Native American communities. So that's where I really started working a lot in Indian country. We had a number of tribal leaders, tribal elders from a variety of tribes throughout the country who came through the program, especially because we were doing so much with diabetes. And that opened up doors to work closely with many tribal nations throughout our countries. That was really the beginnings of my connections that ultimately led to an invitation from a tribal leader to host this show. And that was over 20 years ago. So we're going quite a ways back. Why I tell you that background, Dr. Bhakavoy, is because it was there we were working with water-only fasts because we saw how it can reset metabolism. We were interested in the research and how it helped rapidly improve diabetes, rapidly lower blood pressure. But Joni, can you guess which group of people I was not thinking of using fasting with that wanted to fast? And at first I was resistant to it. You want to guess what condition they had or what they were dealing with?
Put me on the spot here. I was going to think of thin people.
You're on the right track. It has to do with weight, but it wasn't thin people, it was overweight. Now you say, well, that's obvious that overweight people might want to fast, but that was not where I was at in my mindset. I was thinking this is a therapeutic fast for people with medical problems. If they were just overweight, I wasn't really that open to it, but you know, everyone else is getting these good results with diabetes and high blood pressure, and they're looking on and saying, hey, well, I'm overweight. I want to try this too. So we started having people that were overweight go on the program too, if they wanted. We didn't make anyone do this. And probably the most amazing thing that I found happening to these folks was it was like, I think it's at this interface between food, noise, and satiety. Because a lot of people who are overweight, they tell me they're just thinking about food all the time. They feel like if they don't eat something, they're kind of this primal sense that they're going to die or something, or they're not going to get enough calories. And when they go on a fast for 3-5 days or more, and they survive and they feel better. And like you mentioned, when you start burning fat, it makes these ketones, fat burning byproduct, that actually suppress appetite. So although these powerful drugs suppress appetite, fasting regimens can also suppress appetite. Now, coming to the leaf, stem, and flower fast. Some of these folks, they're taking, I remember one guy came in, he's on prednisone. Prednisone, powerful anti-inflammatory drug, really hard on your gut. It's not a good idea to go into total fast if you're on prednisone. We want something in the stomach periodically. So we started looking at what kind of foods have what we call a low glycemic index. They tend not to raise the blood sugar much. They give you a lot of nutrition, but not a lot of calories. So it's a way of doing a modified fast, ensuring you get plenty of electrolytes. We're not going to get into problems with sodium or potassium or magnesium because these foods are rich in those things. And so we started having people go on this leaf, stem, and flower fast. So Joni, can you help us out? What is he talking about? Leaf, stem, and flower vegetables. Can you think of any examples of a leaf, stem, or a flower vegetable?
Well, I actually have your little table here.
Oh, good. Well, then go through it for us. It's right in the handout.
Yeah. Of course, now I lost it just as I was talking to you. But I noticed like Brussels sprouts was there. I think asparagus was a stem. So Brussels sprouts was the leaf.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cabbage, kale, right? Yeah. All these. And if you want to go with things that are a flower, you know, or a flower bud, you know, you're talking about
artichoke, broccoli.
Yeah.
I got it.
You got it. Broccoli. I got it.
Cauliflower. Yeah.
So
no, it looks great. I was like, oh, this is great.
Now we're going to tell you when we come back, we got to step away just briefly. We tell you one more time how to get this handout that Joni's referring to. And we're going to tell you how you can use this, even if you're not going on a 7-day fast. We'll tell you how we use the leaf, stem, and flower fast in a very effective way. Probably the single most effective thing that people found in the Fast 8 program. We got to step away just briefly. Our last segment is coming up. My guest, Dr. Joni Bakavoy, well, guest, co-host. I'm along for the ride as well. Dr. David DeRose will be back with more right after these important messages.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What is a number story?
My number story started with fear and a lack of support, and it has led me to be there for others.
A number story begins in our childhood with ACEs, adverse childhood experiences.
My number story begins with the separation from my father and the emotional abandonment from my mother, and leads to me being a role model to not only myself, but those around me by becoming the person that wasn't there for me.
ACEs are so common, 2/3 of us have one.
My number story begins with drug abuse and homelessness, and leads to realizing that I can live life by my own standards.
A study found the more ACEs, the more likely we may experience a host of serious health effects, physical and mental, but that doesn't need to be the case. Your ACE number is simply an entry point to your own story. Where it leads is up to you.
My number story begins with years of emotional abuse, and leads to peace, clarity, and security in my self-worth.
Take control of where your number story leads at numberstory.org.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to our final segment of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose, my co-host and the associate producer for American Indian and Alaska Native Living, has been with me from the top of the hour. It's Dr. Joni Bakavoy. Joni, we've been speaking about powerful GLP-1 receptor agonists. That means they stimulate these hormonal mechanisms in the body, these powerful weight loss drugs. People have heard of some of the more popular ones drawing headlines are Ozempic and Wegovy, Mounjaro and Zepbound. And we're basically talking about how you can get some similar benefits. We're not saying it's identical from lifestyle-based practices. And at the end of the day, lifestyle should be the foundation of any weight loss program. So we stepped away by talking about this leaf, stem, and flower fast. And I think some people might have thought we're saying, oh, you got to do this for 7 days. Let me just tell you, so each week, the way this program works, free program, and I promised you I'd give you the information one more time how to get it. So if you've not already gotten the information, if you want a free copy of the syllabus, which is really the draft of a book that I'm working on, you can get it by going to timelesshealinginsights.org. Timelesshealinginsights, plural, .org. And when you go there, just scroll down till you see the Fast 8 program. Fast and the number 8. And then you can, when you sign up for the program, you'll get access to the free videos as well as the handout. The handout, single most valuable resource, over 60 pages. You'll find there, if you've got the handout, maybe you've even downloaded it over the time that we've been doing the show, chapter 2 in the book is the first week. I don't think it's divided in chapters in the handout, but here's the challenge. The challenge is choose one option, and we give people two things they can choose from. And here's one of them. Start just one meal each day by eating a serving consisting of only leaf, stem, and flower vegetables. Okay? So, Joni, this was probably the single most powerful thing that helped people. I heard so many people who went through this program. We did it online, had several hundred people sign up for it. And many of them told us this was a game changer. Instead of sitting down to caloric dense items, they have a serving of broccoli, or they eat a green salad without dressing, without a bunch of root vegetables, just using these leaf, stem, and flower vegetables. And it helps to satisfy them, helps to fill them up without giving them a lot of calories, and just kind of really reprograms their eating. How does that sound? Does that sound doable?
It does. Actually, I like everything on the list.
Oh, you're in good shape. Now, here's the thing, Joni. There's some people that don't like any vegetables. I've run into people like this. I'm sure you have too. So we have an option. And we're talking about our work at the Lifestyle Center of America in Oklahoma. We found that there were some people that was not going to be an option for. And we were doing research on different fibers, especially with diabetes, that could help stabilize blood sugar. Two of the fibers that are known to help with blood sugar levels are psyllium seed husks and guar gum. Now, that might just be sounding delicious to people. I might be making them hungry. I'm saying that with a smile, okay? But these natural plant fibers, if you eat them at the beginning of a meal, ingest them, they can actually help stabilize your blood sugar after the meal. So we were having people take this stuff in water, you stir it up, drink it quickly. But if you don't drink it quick enough, the water will gel. And one of the people going through the program, I forget whether I saw him sitting in the cafeteria or what, and he's eating something. And I, what are you doing? He said, well, I found that if I make this with the, I think he was actually making it with the hot water or letting it sit or whatever. He said, I just let it gel up. He said, I don't like this gritty taste going down. So I just make it into a jello. So we said, wow, I mean, that's quite the idea. So we had our kitchen staff try to come up with some ideas, and we have kind of a modified herbal gelatin recipe in the free handout. We'll have it in the book. They were using some things with artificial sweetener and other stuff. Some people don't want that in there. I'm not really keen on that. But they were trying to find something and taste testing with folks going through the program that was palatable to them. And they made this herbal gelatin. And so basically, there's recipes there. You can make it with an herb tea instead of using one of these artificial sugar-free beverage powders. And really, it's quite amazing. People, they eat this before they eat the meal. So again, you say, I don't like vegetables. Well, we've got this herbal gelatin alternative, and you can use this. It has also cholesterol-lowering benefits. Some quite interesting things there. And in the book, we'll talk more about vegetable eating, why it's so powerful, and how it can help you in many ways. Maybe I'll just share this with our listeners. One of the ways that fiber works is just the way that these GLP-1 agents work. Fiber slows stomach emptying. It prolongs fullness. The fibers actually even have effects on the brain. One of the satiety hormones is called cholecystokinin. It's involved with gallbladder emptying, but it's also involved with satiety signaling, satisfaction signaling to the brain. And these fibers, these soluble fibers, prolong, or they keep CCK levels elevated in the blood. So what we're talking about here, lifestyle strategies that give you some similar benefits of some of these powerful agents. Again, they're not the equivalent of these effects. Lifestyle effects are not as powerful. You're not going to lose weight as quickly with just making some lifestyle changes. But the key is not quickness. It's for life. We want to help you lose weight and keep it off for the rest of your life. Joni, I know a lot of this stuff is resonating with you. You've talked through this in previous programs about Diabetes Undone. I know you help tribes in addition to whatever tribal diabetes programs they have. I know you've worked with a lot of First Nation peoples and helped them in that arena, help them lose weight, help with their diabetes. Tell us how all these things that we're talking about connects with what you do in tribal communities.
Well, I think this is so important. I love the format of this and the information, and we'll definitely start using this with my programs. Anytime you do a lifestyle change, it's an opportunity to make different choices. And that's tough. It's getting started with those new choices. And what I like here is the little bite-sized changes. In fact, I noticed that's one of your priorities. It's not to change everything, but it's starting to make a few lifestyle changes that have a big impact. So one of the things we do is we actually, at the end of our Diabetes Undone program, we do a challenge. And this fits right into how we would do our challenge, because we actually try to get people to challenge to do one meal that is only plant-based, whole plant-based, or do two, you know, and another piece of the challenge could be doing only two meals a day. So I like that. I like the way that each of these different eight types of fast can be things that they can now incorporate into their life, and they can just choose one or two things.
Great. Just as a side, as we're talking about the benefits of slowing gastric emptying, slowing the stomach emptying, I've got a study that we'll probably put in the book. I have it in the draft. I don't think it's actually in the handout. It's a study that came out 5 years ago or so, one of the nutrition journals. And we've known for years that the body treats foods differently depending on their physical form. And I'll just read the title because it really tells the whole story. Here's the title of the study: Processing Apples to Puree or Juice Speeds Gastric Emptying and Reduces Postprandial Intestinal Volumes and Satiety in Healthy Adults. In plain English, what these researchers say, they're basically saying, eat your whole plant foods whole. When you eat the whole apple, it stays in the stomach longer. It gives you more satisfaction than if you take apple sauce or apple juice. So you'll find, as we go through the Fast 8 program or as you go through the Diabetes Undone program, we'll encourage eating whole plant foods. Unfortunately, Dr. Bacavoy, our time has just about slipped away from us. For those who would like to connect with the Diabetes Undone program, how's the best way to do that?
So the best way is to go to their website. You can either contact me, which is Joni, J-O-N-I, the number 4, S like in Sam, at me.com. So again, it's Joni4S@me.com, and I'll be happy to connect with you. Or you can go to their website, which is lifeandhealth.org, and that's life, L-I-F-E, the word and, A-N-D, and then health, H-E-A-L-T-H, it's all together, and then .org, so lifeandhealth.org. And they have information about the Diabetes Undone.
Well, Dr. Bacavoy, thank you so much for joining me again today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, and it's been very interesting, and I've learned a lot.
And thank you for each one of you who've joined us on today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. For all of us, I'm Dr. David DeRose, wishing you the very best of health.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.